1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Redefine Properties was one of the star performers on the JSE today, officially returning to paying out a full-year dividend, but also announcing a surprise move to acquire full control of Polish-based property counter EPP and delist the company. We see the loan-to-value down to 41.6%. That's a big relief. And shoring up cash after selling 5 billion rands worth of property. The market lapped it up. CEO Andrew Koenig joins us now. Andrew, firstly, that rationale for the EPP deal for shareholders in EPP. Why would they want to be swapping their shares in EPP for Redefine?
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners as well. Thanks for having me on your show. Michael, you know, we haven't yet motivated to investors the merits of the transaction, but just in a nutshell, the appeal to an EPP investor lies in the fact that this whole delisting process will culminate in us restoring EPP to its dividend payment cycle again, and that will enable EPP investors to once again enjoy income returns. EPP, as you know, was set up to act like a REIT, and with that, regular dividend payments are a given, and we haven't seen a dividend from EPP for the past 24 odd months. So that is probably one of the biggest appeals. Further to that, Redefine is a more liquid stock than EPP is. So exiting out of EPP would be far more easier via Redefine than it would be in its current form.
And that liquidity, I think, is a major consideration for shareholders. We often talk about how difficult it is to trade here in South Africa, especially over the last 5 years. You had the lights go off during your presentation this morning. It's tough out there versus operating in a country like Poland. Retail assets in one of the fastest growing consumer economies in the world. How do you motivate the swap from that perspective?
Well, Michael, the swap will be motivated by an independent third-party opinion that will be provided, which will guide investors whether Redefine's swap ratio is fair or not. And all factors, you know, will be taken into account by such independent expert from a net asset value perspective, from a share price perspective, from an income receipt or dividend perspective similarly, and some of the growth prospects going forward will be factored into those, you know, thoughts in terms of arriving at what is a fair kind of range to offer a swap for the EPP shares.
Now, your top strategic priority during the last financial year was really just to continue to reduce your loan-to-value, and you've executed on a number of those milestones on the improvement plan. What are the main ones that stand out for you against that priority, and what are you focused on in the year ahead in continuance with that plan?
So, Michael, if you look at our glide path to the 41-odd percent that we reported now, you will note that, you know, we took the LTV down from 47.9% this time last year to the 41.6%. And there's a couple of standout features of that. Most notably is that we didn't pay a dividend during the past financial year. We will now pay that dividend now, which we've just declared, as you said earlier on in your opening remarks. So that definitely did play a factor in the reduction. About 4% of that reduction from 47.9% is due to the not payment of a dividend. And then further to that, we've had a very active disposal program. As you said as well, we've realized about 5 billion rand of cash as a consequence of selling non-core assets. That accounts for another 3.5%. Those are the standout factors delivering the 41.6% LTV now. We will continue to sell off assets that are non-core, that are already in play, totaling about 6.2 billion rand. But very importantly, why we still continuing to sell down non-core assets is to absorb the payment of the 12-month distribution for 2021, as well as an interim distribution in 2022 as well. So we're going to be paying out 18 months of dividend income versus 12 months of distributable income that we would have earned. So we factored that all into our glide path to get to the eventual sub 40% level.
Just in terms of the valuation of your portfolio, and that's obviously independently valued by external valuers, there was a further decrease in property valuations of 2.2 billion. Are you expecting further devaluations over the year ahead in your South African portfolio, considering the strain that is still being placed on the economy by Eskom and the like?
So, Michael, our valuers take a long-term view on letting prospects and renewals and the like. And we would like to believe that we're at the bottom of that negative valuation cycle. Having had 2 years, you know, fairly substantial negative valuations, we certainly believe that we're reaching the trough, so to speak. Offices, for example, declined by about 7-odd% during this period. But I do think going forward now we've reached that bottom end of the valuation cycle.
Andrew Koenig, head of Redefine Reporting, a return to dividends and also something of a surprise offer for EPP. The market lapping it up today, up over 12% on the back of the results. EPP up 7.7 at the time that we recorded this. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.